Okay, that's even better. Okay. Okay, everybody, so we're going to start. So we're doing Huckle's Kiddush. Welcome to our conference call. Okay, everybody, say? Good evening. How are you? Good. Okay, so just make a quick sikkum what we said yesterday. We learned yesterday that Huckle's of Kiddush. And we said there's a mitzvah in our Torah of saying Kiddush. Zocha is Yom HaShabbos HaKatshay, a mitzvah min HaTorah to do Kiddush. And the Chinuch says that what should one do? One should speak about the day and highlight it in a special way to make it that it's different to the rest of the week. That is the mitzvah. That's what we said yesterday. We also spoke about when are you doing the mitzvah min HaTorah. It's a very interesting point, that. And that is that, according to the Mogen Avraham and others, the mitzvah min HaTorah you do when you daven. In the middle of davening, you're saying, speaking about Kiddush, and that is how you do the mitzvah min HaTorah. That's in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, right at the beginning. And Mr. Boom brings the Mogen Avraham here, who says, Kosa Mogen Avraham, Fizeh Midaraisa B'Kiddush Oma Tvila Sagi, that a person makes tefillah when he says, davening, when he davens. In his davening, he's making Kiddush, and he's been yotzei min haTorah, his chiyuv of Kiddush, in davening. Sorry? Hello, hi. Nice hello, nice hello. That is the mitzvah min haTorah of Kiddush. We saw yesterday that Mishnah Berurah is not very happy with this, he doesn't like this. And Mishnah Berurah says that, first of all, he's not happy with the idea that the person doesn't, we hold you have to be mechamen for the mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah, have in mind to do the mitzvah. And most people, when they daven, they don't intend to do the mitzvah of Kiddush min haTorah. And another kasha Mishnah Berurah had is also that you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. That he gets around, actually. Mishnah Berurah says that kasha is not a kasha because it could be you say it in Krishna, you say it, maybe that's nearby, maybe it's not min haTorah. The Maaser, that bit he's not so worried about, but he holds that you're only Yotze min haTorah, your chiyuv, when you come home and you make it of the kosher yayin. What this makes a difference, doesn't really make much of a difference. The only difference it makes really is what we just touched on yesterday, is two things. First of all, I mean, we don't really paskin like this, but some people hold that if a man has made Kiddush, let's say he's been yotzei min haTorah in shul, and he comes home, and his wife, which we said yesterday, is also chayav in Kiddush min haTorah, it's not so simple he can be moitzei her, because he's only chayav midrabbanon now in Kiddush. Because according to the Mogen Avraham, who's yotzei min haTorah in davening, when he comes home, he's chayav midrabbanon, his wife's chayav min haTorah. So some say there's no din of arabus for women, and therefore it's not so simple as works. The Maaser, the Mishnah Berurah shita, is not a problem. For various reasons. One reason, because he holds you do everything on the kosher yayin, but other one is he holds anyway there's a din of arabus for women, so there's no problem. Some people, like someone mentioned yesterday, because of this problem, they say if you say good Shabbos to your wife when you come home, it's always a good idea to do when you come home, say good Shabbos to your wife, then you've already been, that's already called, and she says good Shabbos back to you, so she's now made this day special. She's also been yotzei min haTorah. Okay, that's really a side point. If she says good Shabbos to you, so then, even according to the opinions which hold there's no din of arabus, that you can't be moitzi her like that, because you're chayav midrabbanon, but now you're both on the same level, you're both on drabolons. But that's what some people say. Okay. Let's move on a little bit over here. And we said there's a chiyuv of everyone to hear Kiddush, but there's a din of shomer ka'ona. That one person can say Kiddush, and he can be moitzi everyone who's listening. There's two important conditions for this, and that is, one is the person who's make Kiddush must have in mind to be moitzi the people that are listening. That means, for example, if I'm making Kiddush at home, and I say it nice and loud, and someone walks in the street outside, he happens to hear me making Kiddush, he won't be yotzer. Because since I don't know he's there, I'm not intending to be moitzi him, he cannot use my Kiddush to be yotzer his chiyuv. The person who's making Kiddush has to be intend to be moitzi the people that are there. He has to know who's there, I suppose, otherwise we can't do it. Unless he makes it generally, it could be when a chazan in a shul or someone at a Kiddush makes a Kiddush loud, so he makes it for everyone to be yotzer. So then it's probably true. Someone who's not in the room, he's at the side room, and he hears a Kiddush, he could be yotzer, because the person who makes Kiddush at a Kiddush, he has in mind to moitzi everyone. But when a person generally makes Kiddush in his house, he intends to moitzi the people in his house. And therefore, it only helped Lechoyer for the people in his house. It won't help for other people as well. That's important to know. He has to be sitting outside. It doesn't help. Or if someone didn't have kavona, the person, let's say, the person listening, originally when he heard Kiddush, he was there in the room, but he thought to himself, you know, I'm not going to listen to Kiddush now. I'll make it when I go home. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to be yetzer with this Kiddush. Or someone's visiting someone's house, and he hears the Kiddush, but he says, no, I don't want to be yetzer with this Kiddush. He thinks to himself, I want to make my own Kiddush. And then later, when the Kiddush is finished, he thinks, you know what, I could have been yetzer with him. That's too late, it's no good. Both have to have kavanah to do the mitzvah at the time of the Kiddush. That's what you have to do. Okay. Sorry? Yeah, he's not yetzer, yeah. It works both ways. Yeah, quite right. Good point, Zimka. That means I tended to, and we might see anyone who's in the room to listen to Kiddush. But this person who was there, he doesn't want to be yetzer. He prefers to make it either himself, or he wants to go home and make Kiddush himself. Then, if he changes his mind afterwards, it's too late. It doesn't help. It won't help him. Okay. We also spoke yesterday about this thing about Krishna. Okay, that was another thing about Krishna. You have to make sure that you're within half an hour period. Okay, that's another point. Right, moving on today. Kiddush on Friday night consists of three parts, really. There's a three-part. Let's get a Zabinus out over here. So, in Kiddush on Friday night, there's three parts to it. The first part is Vayichulu. That's part one. Part two is the Boya Priya Gofen. And part three is the actual Birkas HaKiddush, the Kiddush Hayom. Three parts. The Vayichulu part is not really Ma'akev. If a person missed that, for example, let's say he was daydreaming, he missed out the whole part of Vayichulu. He came in to the room and he's missed Vayichulu. They're in the middle of Vayichulu, he's missed it. That is not a problem. It's not Ma'akev. The Vayichulu doesn't hinder the actual Kiddush. Why we say Vayichulu is because it's brought down that it's a good thing to say Vayichulu three times on Friday night. We do this, we say once Vayichulu in davening, once after davening, when everyone says it together, and the third time is we say in Kiddush. So it looks like it seems from the Medrash, it's a good thing to say Vayichulu three times on Friday night. First be a good simon. So that's why it's a good thing to do, but it's not ma'akev. If a person missed out Vayichulu, it doesn't hinder the Kiddush. It's still yet to the Kiddush. When one says Vayichulu, the Ramah says one starts off Yom HaShishi, and then you say Vayichulu HaShemayim. The reason for that is because we want to make like the name of Hashem. If you look Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShemayim, the first letters of Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShemayim are a Yud, a He, a Vav, and a Hey, which makes up Hashem's name. So that's what we do. We like to have Hashem's name. So we say, start off with Yom HaShem Vayichulu HaShemayim. Others say that one should start a little bit earlier in the Pasuk, because Yom HaShishi is the middle of a Pasuk. So they start off from Vayhi Erev Vayivoke, one says that quietly, and then one starts off the Kiddush loud, Yom HaShishi, and then Vayichulu HaShemayim. Yeah? That's what we do on Friday night, and that's how we start. I say that bit is not ma'akev. That bit doesn't hinder the Kiddush. If one didn't do it, it's not a problem. The next part of the Kiddush is the Boya Priya Gofen, which one says, that's we said before Kiddush Hayom, one says Boya Priya Gofen. This broch is also technically on Friday night, not really part of the Kiddush. It's not an essential part. It's just that Chazal wanted the person to drink the wine. And in order to drink the wine, you have to make Boya Priya Gofen. But it's not really an integral part of Kiddush. Araya, if a person was eating a meal, let's say on Friday afternoon, and he extended into Friday night, and he had made Boya Priya Gofen in his meal on Friday afternoon, technically speaking, when he makes Kiddush on Friday night, he missed out Boya Priya Gofen, because the Boya Priya Gofen of the meal still carries on. So it's not ma'akev. The Boya Priya Gofen is not ma'akev on Friday night. I mean, the wine has to be drunk. I mean, it's important that someone drinks the wine, but if a person, for example, didn't hear Boya Priya Gofen on Friday night, he is still yotzer, the Kiddush on Shabbos morning is different. the whole Kiddush on Shabbos morning is the Bo'ei Pri'ah Gofen. So one has to make the Bo'ei Pri'ah Gofen on Shabbos morning is the integral part of Kiddush. If a person missed that out, he's not Yotze. Sorry, I can't hear what. That's no. That's a good catch. That's a machlokes b'sham b'sil, what you do actually in the Mishnah. Where you do Bo'ei Pri'ah Gofen at the end or you do Bo'ei Pri'ah Gofen in the middle. I think that's b'sham, I say you do it at the end actually, yeah. Yeah, b'sham, I say you do it at the end. And b'sil say you do it like we do. We follow like b'sil. They say because the day is caused by the wine. You make the kids because of the wine. Sorry, what you're saying simply, if you missed out Bo'ei Pri'ah Gofen, someone came in, according to this, what we're saying, someone came into Kiddush on Friday night and he missed Vayechulu and he missed Bo'ei Pri'ah Gofen, he's still Yotze. Yeah, I mean, you can't drink wine unless you make a bracha. So if you came into Kiddush and you missed out Vayechulu and you missed out Bo'ei Pri'ah Gofen, so you can be Yotze your Kiddush, but if you want to taste a bit of the wine, you have to make a Bo'ei Pri'ah Gofen. That's what. Sorry. That's what you have to do. There's no other eats of doing it. On Shabbos morning, the Kiddush is major. If you miss out on Shabbos morning, Bo'ei Pri'ah Gofen, you're not Yotze. But on Friday night, it's a bit different. Yeah. Now, there's an important thing over here that when's the earliest time you can make Kiddush? When's the earliest time actually one can do a Kabbalah Shabbos? What's called Zman? After the Plag, yeah. That's another interesting thing there. From Plag HaMincha is the earliest time one can be Mekabel Shabbos. I know someone once told me, he was in the summer, he said he arrived in Shul once very, very early, came to Shul, and he couldn't understand it. It was the first one there, and there was no one else there. He couldn't understand what he did wrong. Anyway, he looked at the clock, and he was thinking, and he realized they must just have changed the clocks or something. I don't know what happened exactly. And what happened was he made Shabbos too early. He was an hour early with Shabbos. Now, his wife had lit the candles already and everything, but it's no good. Before Plag HaMincha, a person can't be Yotze Kabbalah Shabbos. The Chodah HaLokas HaNeis also is no good. Some poskim hold, if you make it mamish just before Plag HaMincha, very shortly before Plag HaMincha Yotze. And the Maaseh Mishum Ruah Shita is, if a person lit the candles before Plag HaMincha, he's not Yotze, he has to relight the candles with a bracha. And who had in Kiddush? Kiddush can't be said before Plag HaMincha. So that's the earliest time one, sorry? The earliest time a person can make Kiddush, for Plag HaMincha. I mean, what do we mean here? I mean, I'll tell you where it could be relevant, maybe. Let's say in the summer, the husband goes to shul, and his wife's at home, and she's a bit hungry. She wants to have something to eat. So she's lit the Shabbos candles after Plag HaMincha, and now she's hungry, she wants to have something to eat. Technically speaking, as far as I can see, I don't see why. She could make Kiddush then, and have, I don't know, Kiddush, the wine, the whatever, some cake or whatever it is, and have something to eat then at that time. Because once it's Plag HaMincha, you're allowed to... Once it's Plag HaMincha, then you can make Kiddush. But before Plag HaMincha, you can't make it. So the earliest time you can make it is Plag HaMincha. And I know someone asked the Shaila not so long ago, a very interesting thing actually. I can't remember, I'll try to look for it now. But he had a Shaila, someone was in a hospital, wherever it was, and on Friday afternoon, he wanted to know, could he go to hospital, make Kiddush for the patient in hospital, come back by car, and be Mekabel Shabbos afterwards. You hear Rabbi Yisrael? Sorry? Arabs, yes, Alta Arabs, but it's a bit funny. You're being make Kiddush Hayom, you're doing Kiddush, but you're not being Mekabel Shabbos. Is that possible to do? What are you saying? Because some shoes they do that, you mean? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's two things, first of all. There, it's already Shabbos, yeah? It's talking about he's in Shul, he's davening in Shul, and he's already been Makabel Shabbos. Oh, it's a bit interesting what he's doing, yeah? It's interesting what he's doing, but he's doing arrows. He wants to be matzi someone, he wants to be matzi someone a mitzvah kiddush. Well, I want to ask something. If someone's already been yotzi here, someone's already made kiddush, for example, and then someone comes into his house and he wants to make kiddush again for the person, can do it? So this is also arrows. Understand, but why? Yeah, it's an interesting point. This I couldn't find. Is Rabbi Akiva Eiger about this? I think Rabbi Akiva Eiger says you can do it. I couldn't find it. I have to look up again for next time. It's not muskan. This, you're quite right. There's a big machlokes about this point. I mean, I tell you, the case that was asked was actually very relevant. It was a person who was in hospital, and they couldn't drink wine. They couldn't make kiddush themselves. It happens. You've got a patient. Someone in Beanstalk can be anywhere. Someone can be anywhere in a moshiach. Someone can't drink wine themselves. So to ask them to make kiddush themselves is not very practical. The only person who can make kiddush is you. But the thing is, for you, it's much too early. You want to do it much later. You're not in Makabel Shabbos yet. You don't want to be in Makabel Shabbos yet. So you want to be in Makabel Shabbos much later. So this question is, can you make kiddush for someone after Plag HaMincha, even though you are not Makabel Shabbos yet? Sorry? Sorry, say that again. What? Sorry? That's fine. The boy from is no problem. Shabbos, Makadosh and Shabbos. Well, Pashas, that's a Kiddush. Kiddush means you made this Shabbos now into Shabbos. You sanctified Shabbos. No? Once you make Kiddush, on the thing, you're making this day as a Kedusha. Does it make sense that you make Kedusha, but you're still saying, I don't want to accept it? That's a shame. I think, as far as I remember, if Yegi says you can, it's possible to do, but I must check it out, so don't rely on this. I must check it out. I think the Poskim are only relying on this, but the Eved. Many Poskim disagree with this. I think it's only Mutter, but the Eved. But I'm just saying, it can happen, such a situation like this. It can happen. The Meister Mishabruz is an interesting thing in Rage, Tam, Zayin, Sikwat, and Hay. That means, even though you're allowed to daven from Plag HaMincha, and you can be Makabel Shabbos from Plag HaMincha, and you can have your meal then, really, yeah? You can make kiddush, you can have your meal. The Mishnah Berurah says here, in Sipkot and Hay, Yochal Ling Moistud Osir Rejim, you could really finish your meal even before Nachs, because you made it into Shabbos, and therefore, once you made it to Shabbos, you're allowed to have your meal and keep it to Shabbos. Then the Mishnah Berurah carries on, V'yesh Cholkin Mosovim, some would disagree, and they say, Sheyezoyah, Lim Sheikh Sudosu ad halaylo, that the meal should stretch till the night. The Yoichal Kazayas Belaylo, you should eat at least a Kazayas of bread by Lilo. Hatam, the Kimis Ashor Shunas Yalpin and Radaksim, Ochlu Ayoim, with only Afro Apostle, you should eat three meals on Shabbos. So in the toast with Shabbos, they don't want to be Yotzer, they want to make it proper Shabbos to be Yotzer, the three meals. So because of that, Mishnah Berurah brings down a Shitta, which says you should have a Kazayas of Pas at Nacht. Okay, Rabbi, I don't know if you've ever heard of this. It's a very interesting thing. I mean, really, once you're in Makabel Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says one shitta, certainly, is you can eat your meal, finish your meal, even if it's still daylight. So, Moshel, now in the summer, let's say when the summer's 11 o'clock is Nacht, really a person could come in from Shul, let's say 8:30, and if he's in a rush, he could finish his meal by 9:30. He's like, I finish his meal at 9:30. I'm not saying one should rush, but if one did, it's 9:30, it's completely light outside, it's not even Shkia yet. It's well before Shkia, and he's finished his meal, he's been used to Suda Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that some say that it's not so good what he did, and one should have a Kazayas of Pas on the night of Shabbos itself, Friday night itself. That means you can have your meal at 8:30, 9:30, and you should extend it, 8:30, and you should extend it, let's say, till one should finish off the last Kazayas of bread, one should have it, let's say, 10 to 11 or so. Now, just finish off with a story that happened once, actually. Someone once did this, and he's finished his meal at about 10:30 on Friday night. And he decided he's going to wait for 10 to 11 or 5 to 11 to eat a Kazayas of Pas. So he told his family to bench, and he's going to wait. You hear what I'm saying, Rabbi Yisai? And what happened was, the next thing he knew, it was 3:30 in the morning. He had fallen asleep at the table, and he woke up at 3:30 in the morning. The shaila was now, what's he do? Can he have a kazayas to pass? Does he have to bench? What should he do? That's food for thought, rabbis. Sorry? What? Rabbi Yid, 72 minutes is for a minimum. 72 minutes is a minimum of a kazayas. Normally on Friday night when you have your meal, you have much more than a kazayas. So you've got longer. All right, boys, like, let me know. That's food for thought. Let me know what's going on next time. We meet on Sunday night, Bezos Hashem, yeah? All the best, Carl Tov. Shkoyach Simcha. Shkoyach Bye.